This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The number of coronavirus cases globally stands at nearly 110,000, including just over 3,800 deaths across 99 countries and territories. China, excluding the territories of Hong Kong and Macau, where the epidemic emerged at the end of December, has almost 81,000 cases, of which just over 3,100 were fatal. Outside China, just more than 29,000 cases have been recorded around the world since the epidemic began, including 700 deaths. The most affected countries after China are South Korea, Italy, Iran, and France. Singapore will allow the Costa Fortuna cruise ship to dock on Tuesday after it was rejected by Thailand and Malaysia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Singapore officials say the ship has declared that none of its passengers had any symptoms of respiratory illness. The vessel's passengers had earlier underwent temperature screening and checks on their travel history before they boarded the ship, which last departed Singapore on March 3. They add the doctor on board the cruise liner will check all passengers and crew to ensure they're healthy before disembarkation. Thailand last week had refused to let the ship, which has some 2,000 passengers on board, to dock at Phuket, since it carried 64 Italians. Malaysia on Saturday also banned the ship from stopping at a northern port. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials from India said Monday they're using its massive mobile phone network to spread coronavirus awareness messages on how to protect against the outbreak. India, the world's second most populous nation with 1.3 billion people, has 1.1 billion mobile phone connections. It has so far reported 43 positive cases of the contagious disease. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's president-elect Ashraf Ghani and his election rival runner-up Abdullah Abdullah are preparing for parallel swearing-in ceremonies Monday, fueling political tensions and posing a fresh challenge to U.S.-led peace efforts. The Afghan Election Commission late last month declared incumbent Ghani the winner of the bitterly contested September 28th presidential election. But Abdullah, the incumbent chief executive, rejected the outcome as fraudulent, claiming he and his team had won the vote and threatened to form his own government. Sunday, the deputy presidential spokesperson told VOA arrangements have been put in place for incumbent Ghani to take the oath of office to begin his second term. North Korea has fired three unidentified projectiles into the sea just a week after test firing two short-range ballistic missiles. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
North Korea fired three unknown projectiles Monday, according to South Korea's military. It was the second apparent North Korean missile test of the year. The projectiles were fired toward the sea off North Korea's east coast from the eastern town of Sunduk. That's according to South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. North Korea has sent mixed messages over the past week. Last Monday, North Korea test-fired two short-range ballistic missiles. On Thursday, Kim Jong-un sent a warm letter expressing what South Korea said was his unwavering friendship and trust toward South Korean President Moon Jae-in. It was the two leaders' first contact in months. In a New Year's speech, Kim said he no longer felt bound by his self-imposed suspension of long-range missile and nuclear tests. He also warned the world would soon witness what he called a new strategic weapon. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders have each picked up significant endorsements for their U.S. Democratic presidential bids this weekend. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
I have decided that I am with great enthusiasm going to endorse Joe Biden.
Senator Kamala Harris joins a cluster of one-time rivals for the nomination, posting a video statement Sunday.
We need a leader who really does care about the people and who can therefore unify the people. And I believe Joe can do that.
I stand with Bernie Sanders today.
But at a rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Bernie Sanders picked up his own endorsement from the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
He's never lost his taste for justice for the people.
And Sanders tells ABC's This Week he's not surprised to see the Democratic establishment rallying around Biden.
But we are winning the support of grassroots America because we have an agenda that speaks to working people.
I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.